USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Hong Kong protesters threw bricks and gasoline bombs at the police, who responded with tear gas as chaotic scenes returned to the summer-long anti-government protest for the first time in nearly 2 weeks. Hundreds of black-clad protesters armed with bamboo poles and baseball bats fought with police officers wielding batons on a main road following the march that was sparked by surveillance fears. Fernando Chang is trying to build a bridge between the police and the young protesters.
The youth don't necessarily listen to the legislators, but we are here to witness what's going on, be the bridge between the police and the protesters, make sure that there's sufficient time for the protesters to respond, make sure that the police don't jump onto their violent conclusion so fast.
The violence has interrupted nearly 2 weeks of calm in Hong Kong, which had been gripped by a turbulent pro-democracy movement since June. This is USA Radio News.
There's something out there for you and me. And the American road is calling. So what's it gonna be? Hey, it's an amazing day. Traveling on.
The American spirit.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A drone war has now taken flight across the Middle East, raising the stakes in the ongoing tension between the United States and Iran. Since the U.S. withdrawal from the Iran nuclear deal, there's been an increasing tempo of attacks, notably this weekend, from unmanned aircraft flown by Tehran and Washington's allies throughout the region. The appeal of the aircraft is that they risk no pilots and can be small enough to evade air defense systems, fueled their rapid use amid the maximum pressure campaigns of Iran and the U.S. The U.S. military launched strikes against Iran after a U.S. military surveillance drone was shot down in June. Meanwhile, Israeli fighter jets attack targets in Syria on an almost weekly basis. Amid the escalation, Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif made a surprise trip to the Group of Seven summit this weekend. There's never been more money at stake in golf history in one day, and Xander Schauffele, Brooks Koepka, and Rory McIlroy battling in Atlanta for $15 million and the right to be the 2019 Tour Champion. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Three dozen women will vie for the crown of Ms. America in Long Beach, California over the weekend, but Ms. Nevada will not be there. Katie Williams, a 29-year-old Las Vegas woman, claims she's the victim of censorship and being unfairly targeted over her support for President Donald Trump.
Coordinators emailing me saying that I'm, quote, too political to be in the pageant. I asked what was the actual content that they didn't like, and they would never give me an answer, and now I don't get to compete.
But pageant organizers insist it's Williams' failure to separate political activism from her pageant persona that cost her the sash. Williams is a fitness instructor and was deployed by the Army National Guard to Afghanistan in 2008-2009. A statement from the pageant group said, Katie Williams is distorting all the facts. All the pageant asks of Ms. Williams in writing is to keep separate social media accounts. In a Facebook statement, Williams said other contestants have voiced political views and were not punished the same way she was. After issuing an emergency call for blood and platelet donors in early July, the American Red Cross is now facing an even bigger emergency blood shortage. And now Amazon has gotten involved. With the help of a generous $1 million donation, the Red Cross will thank those who help alleviate the blood shortage if you donate before August 29th with a $5 Amazon gift card. So if you'd like to find out where you can donate blood in your community, go online to www.redcrossblood.org. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.